This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
All right, hey, everybody. We're live.
Hey,
we're back.
Hey.
We're gay.
Good to be back.
Not
good
me.
To be gay.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody's a little gay. Don't you hate when people say that?
Yeah, what does that mean? Everyone's a little gay.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you know how gay I am? Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I can see attractiveness in a man.
I can't.
In a man.
Yeah,
but
you can.
Make
We've
you
talked
gay
about
gay because you're like, oh, that guy is attractive.
Yeah,
and
you
if
can.
If you're like, oh, I want to fuck him, then it's like, ah.
Yes.
Oh, this is Monroe Martin, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
everybody.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to speak?
No. They see in the tree.
We fly, baby.
Yeah.
Keep it loose as a goose is a woman's moose.
I never quite understand it because it's already been tweeted. Everyone already knows. They've read the description of the episode,
uh-huh.
So they know you're here. People always do this big flowery intro.
Right.
Like, hey.
But if you don't know Monroe, you did, what was your late night that you did?
I did Fallon.
And
yeah.
All this stuff. You've been all over. You're doing very well.
I'm trying, man. Just trying to keep working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Great things. Yeah, you're a good looking man. You got that smile. It's very sexy.
I had Invisalign.
Well, I got to get Invisalign.
Get that shit, man. I got Invisalign.
Is that the one on the inside?
No, Invisalign is retainers. It's a series of retainers.
Ah.
And they hurt after a while, but I started using Ambisol and then a lot of like.
Sounds like a horrible series.
It hurts, but it's worth it.
All right.
And I kept the middle gap. I kept the little gap.
I like it. The David Letterman.
Yeah. How long did you have to have him for?
23 weeks.
23 weeks. What is that? Half a year?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But mine, it might be worse. Mine are a wild scene, though.
Yeah, you're going to have
that.
But
it don't matter.
Die.
You can, they'll measure them, see how far the distance they have to move and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine's a bad scene. I have the wisdom
just the
teeth
bottom.
Taken
no one cares about the bottom teeth, though.
Yeah, I just want to do the top one. This guy right here.
Yeah, come on. We're eating.
Now, let me ask you this, because we talked about this on last week's episode, which was recorded 8 minutes ago.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Leonard Utz, we were bullshitting, and he goes, Joe List, you ugly. And then everyone got a big laugh. And then a week later, some random guy, also an African-American man, walks up to my face and goes, you're ugly. Am I an ugly guy?
It's a black stereotype to call Joe ugly.
I don't know. I think it's an easy thing to go to. No, you're not ugly, man.
Thank you, Monroe.
There
I appreciate
you go.
It. William and Keith,
but it's a
I wasn't
funny
either.
It's a can't lose. You can't lose with saying you're ugly.
Right.
You just let your ugly ass.
Yeah. Right.
Dirty. You got dirty, ugly.
Dirty, that's
yeah,
one.
Dirty, dusty ass, dirty
ooh,
ass,
dusty.
Ugly
dusty
ass. Ass. That's the, if it works all the time. It's ace in the hole.
It did work. It fucked me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? He's still hurting over it.
Really?
Really
you
hurt.
You got a woman who have sex with you.
That's
daily.
True. I know, but I think that she thinks I'm ugly. I don't think she thinks I'm ugly, but I still think that I'm ugly, and she puts up with me because I'm funny and charming, and I have herpes, and people are into that.
But just remember, most of the world is ugly.
Yeah, a lot of the world.
So you're all right.
Yes, I do feel that way sometimes. I'm like, well, I'm better looking than most of these people. I mean,
yes.
I'm not going to point around the room here.
Yeah,
but
Shelby looks like a goddamn shoe.
Why are you going to bring up Shelby?
I'm joking. He doesn't look like a shoe.
You know we were all thinking Shelby. None of us were going to say it.
All right.
I'm just kidding. You look great, Shelby.
You look like a cartoon parrot.
Now, Luke might be the hottest guy in here.
Yeah, that's a hot man.
Ooh.
Oh, he's balding.
But it's
Jesus.
Blonde. It's blonde.
Like
you look
a
blonde like a golf
Freed.
Pro. Yeah.
You might be wearing hats too much. Hats can make you go bald.
Yeah.
You better be careful,
that's
buddy.
That's a myth.
No.
I don't think so.
Google it.
It'll give you it'll give you bumps in the back of your head and on your forehead and stuff.
What?
If you
like
sweat
zits?
Too much and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it does bald because my friend Tom Dustin, past guest, pal of ours, he wore like ankle or higher than ankle, whatever, socks.
Uh-huh.
His whole life growing up, always had them on, and he's got no leg hair. He just has like hairy legs that just stops.
I don't have any leg hair, but I wear ankle socks.
Well, you're
I
Asian.
Think that's just genetic.
That might be genetic.
Did you wear a lot of spandex all the time when you were young?
No.
No, all right. Well,
it's not what I heard. Monroe Spandex Martin.
That's what they call me in these streets.
All right, so I shouldn't be too hurt, I guess.
No.
Fuck that. You're a grown-ass man. Like, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, my God. You should have stopped giving a shit about looks at 25.
34, technically.
25, you're just like, if you're fucking, then it doesn't matter. You're like, girls like me, I can have sex, whatever.
Yeah. True. You got a good career, you got a good lady, you got a good pod.
I know, but I got bad teeth and a big forehead and a weird eyebrow hair.
And the herpes.
And herpes. And that's not going anywhere.
No, that's around,
that
baby.
That's
like a diamond. Lasts forever.
That's a bummer. Did you see Get Out?
Yeah, I loved it, man.
I loved it also.
It was good. Mm,
I have the only
I expected a comedy.
It. Oh, really?
I expected to see a comedy, and it was real suspenseful. And that's my favorite genre of movies. And Lil Rel killed that shit.
Lil Rel was
everybody
amazing.
Everybody killed it. Lil Rel stood out comedically, but everybody stood out in their own different ways. The black dude is the dude from
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Yeah,
he killed it. The white girl killed it. The parents were funny and creepy at the same time.
Yes.
Like everybody brought their A game.
Is it
Austin Williams?
I haven't seen it. Is it super kill Whitey? Is it like Whitey uncomfortable? Like, am I gonna be in the movie theater like, oh shit, here we go?
No, you're gonna be uncomfortable because it probably will make you reflect on how you make somebody feel. That's all it is. You
know
what I mean? That's the horror, the reality of the situation. And then it has a twist.
Got it.
It's pretty great. I think the movie, I read a great article. It's about slavery and shit. It's like really deep, this movie. It is. It's all about this like crazy, it's really deep and layered and beautiful.
I wouldn't know if it was about, if I can spoil it a little bit.
Please. Spoil it. Well, by the way, this is coming out 2 weeks from now. So.
I think it's more based on the fetishizing, that white people do with African Americans, how they look at us as if we're superior, we're stronger, we're better looking, and all that stuff. And then they just took that fetishizing to an entire another level. But
right.
I don't think it has anything to do with it's slavery and blah, blah, blah. It goes back to just go, I know you're better than me, and I'm not.
Wait a minute.
But there is a little bit of slavery because he's literally at an auction for him. His body.
He's at an auction for people to become him.
Right, right. But, I mean, clear
like,
slavery homage. I mean, they're auctioning him off to people.
Yeah,
to white
but they
people.
Didn't want
to,
they didn't, but it wasn't a, they, I think he used the auction just as a way to throw people off. Because
right.
The first thing you did was you seen the auction, and you was like, oh, fuck it, they're gonna make them slaves.
Right, right.
And then they took it one step further because when the photographer was like, I wish I had your eye. Not I for... Like you can see, but your eyes
right.
for talent.
Right.
And then I was like, and then when he did that, I was like, oh, he genetically thinks this guy's better. The whole feeling. I'm sorry to ruin it for you. The whole feeling.
Well,
it's all over now. Oh, Shelby, you didn't see it? Jeez, this guy didn't see it either. Luke, you're not going to go see it. You're trying to impress him.
I think that was just thrown in there to throw you off, and that knew that
I
would
bait
people in. But I think the reality was, because he's still a comic at heart.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think the reality was like, hey, what's scary? White people trying to steal up because in a universal way, our style gets taken, our music gets taken, all that stuff.
Sure.
What else could they take? They took us as slaves. Oh, what if they take us as a person?
Right.
What if they could become us? And then that's the movie. At least that's how I would pitch it.
Got it.
Speaking of which, how do these terms start? Who starts these terms?
The slang?
The new thing. I never heard it my whole life, and now I just heard it 1,000 times. Fire. That's the new thing. This album's fire.
Fire's
fire
old.
Been out for
fire's
forever.
Old, baby.
But it's big right now. Are you kidding?
You're from Louisiana.
Yeah, fire was around when I was in
boy
school.
Back. I mean,
yeah.
I never heard anyone say that.
Yeah,
and this 10-year-old kid was like, this movie's fire. This shit's
right,
fire.
Right, right.
Not on fire. This is fire. You've been hearing that before?
Yeah.
You're
from Boston, though. What part of Boston, though?
I grew up in the South Shore, Massachusetts. But, I mean, I've lived in New York City for 10 years. It's not like I'm sheltered. I'm on the road my whole life. I've been to 22 countries, 44 states. I'm out there.
Fire's been around for a very long time.
Well, it's
dope.
It's,
fire.
But dope, I've heard fucking all that shit. But fire, I've heard 50 people say it in the last week. Never heard anyone say it. The first one I heard was that kid.
Was first?
He's like, this shit is fire.
Who said that?
We talked about it. We got called racist for making fun of this kid. We're at Chipotle and this 10-year-old boy just starts yelling. He's playing his music out loud, and he goes, you hear this shit? This shit's fire. You guys got to stop listening to country. I was like, I listen to country? Fuck you, you piece of shit. And
they called you racist because you called him a piece of shit?
I don't know what they called it. I can't keep track anymore.
I like calling white people racist just because...
It works.
It works, and it's something you can't deflect.
It's, you can't convince anyone you're not
racist. Yeah. Because even though you look, I ain't no fucking racist, 2 days later, you be like, well, am I racist?
Right.
You start
right.
thinking.
Yeah, and it's like you can lose your job over it. So you're like, hey, I gotta fix this.
I always
it's
think
it's rape. It's the black version of yelling rape.
Exactly. Yes. If a woman yells rape, you're fucked.
Yeah, and if I call you a racist, you gotta prove you're not.
Yeah, here's how I prove. This is what I have. This is the nice nugget I have. The Denver nugget that I got. I have a Facebook message to John Laster. Didn't even know the guy. 5 years ago, his house burnt down on Christmas. Uh-huh. I got a saved, screenshotted message inviting John Laster to live in my apartment. I didn't even know him.
Yeah.
Now, what racist is inviting strange black men to live in his house?
Well, now that slave race owners. Show... The fact that you screenshotted the fucking approval point.
I screenshotted it years later when we started getting people going, you fucking racist pieces of shit.
That means you've never deleted it. So you kept that conversation.
No, Facebook Facebook keeps everything. It's a Facebook message.
I got you one better. My little nugget.
You can't top the Laster invite.
I can top it.
No way.
I fucked Yamanika. Joking. She
anyways,
me. She's turned me down.
No, but Facebook saves all your messages. You can go back and see the first message you ever sent to your ex-girlfriend or your mother or whatever.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's great about Facebook and the iPhone. All your texts are in there for life.
Yeah, I love that.
It's nice, but also
you
scary.
You can delete it, but there'll be...
They're in the cloud,
they're
baby.
They're in the cloud.
They're in the cloud.
Yeah. That cloud is a tricky, hilarious. Fickle
that
is,
you don't think that's weird that you got to prove you're not a racist by going, I gave this black guy home.
Well, we like to talk about...
it's not like an animal. It's not like...
Well, it's like you just said. You can't prove it anyway else if anyone
but the
says,
only way to deflect it is just fucking go, whatever.
I mean, I usually do that.
Just be like, yeah.
That is the move.
And then, or just go, yeah, probably. Watch what they fucking say.
Oh, what is that? What's that going to do?
Just be like, yeah, probably. And then watch it go, well, I told you, motherfucker. And then they run out of steam.
No, if you say, yeah, probably, you're in trouble. Hey, you're in trouble anyway.
I've got called shit, and I'm like, yeah, probably. And they go, well, fuck you. Yeah, okay.
I've said that too. I go,
that
yeah, maybe you're right.
Thing. That was the last thing. And yeah, and they stop egging it on.
Right.
But imagine if somebody goes, you're a pedophile.
It's I've learned it's like, yep, yeah, all right, probably.
Oh, I love little
to
dicks.
Make a joke out of all this shit. Like, I did this shit on Twitter. I said something. And some guy was like, I had a joke about like not liking baby showers and shit like that. And some dumb was like, oh, that's fucked up. Babies are people and this, that, and the third.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Went, hey, I was like, not to me. You want to join my baby hating club?
Yeah.
And then he had nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
people
the move.
People liked it and he had nothing. I was like, fuck people.
It's funny you say that because I tweeted back to this girl. We were going back and forth. And I was like, I go, fuck you. I got to go. I got to go to a Klan rally. And she wrote, now that's funny. And I'm like, how is that? How is that
when
not
they
offensive?
When people know you're a comic, they either want to tell you a joke or pull some viciousness out of you. They want you to be fucking biting. So they're testing you on social media.
Right.
To fucking bait you so you can say some mean shit and they can say some mean shit because they don't have an outlet like we do. We can go to open mic. We can fucking write shit. They gotta go to work.
Yeah, they got nothing else to do, I guess.
Yeah.
You mentioned I want a hate fucker.
You want a hate fucker?
That girl from the show.
Oh, you should.
She was pretty hot.
Up. She's listening now. I guarantee you she's listening to your podcast.
She might be. She found my Instagram, my Twitter, my Wikipedia page. She was all over me.
I don't want to listen to the pod. She's gonna get me next.
Nah, you're fine.
I'll send her that John Laster message.
Yeah.
I'll show her.
Ace in the hole. Or spade.
Oh, man. Too far.
There we go.
Let's get into some story because you got some crazy shit.
Yeah, man.
You're a Philly guy.
Philly, yes.
Like Philly, real Philly.
Real Philly. I bounced all around. I lived all over Pennsylvania, but I was born and raised in North Philly. Like 32nd and Norris, like that's where my grandmother and all them were from. And then I went into CARE, and then I went to like Yaden, PA, Scranton, PA.
Oh, wow.
This place called Brandywine, which is like close to the Poconos. Like I lived all over West Philly, South Philly.
Wow. What does CARE mean? Foster care?
Foster care. Yeah. Oh, I used the slang. My bad.
See? That's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foster care is fire. Now, did you have a good foster care or a bad foster care? Because some people get the fucking shit beat out of them, right?
I had a mixed experience. I've never been raped.
Come on.
Prove it.
Spandex.
So you get foster care. Is that one set of foster parents, and they take you to all these places?
For some people, no. So what happens is usually you're in there. It's temporary. You're in the foster care system temporarily until your mother or father gets their life in order, or a family member steps up and takes you in, which is called kinship care, and they adopt you, or you get adopted right out. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that experience. I had a mixed experience. Never been adopted. I went from a couple of different homes, and then I went into group homes, and then I went with some family members, and then I lived on my own.
Wow.
So I had a little bit of mixture. I had some people who were dope. I had some people who were horrific.
Were any of them fire?
No.
No fire.
No, well, we got some dope. Dope is pretty good. We never got no fucking fire.
It seems dope is below fire.
Yeah, fire is the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see.
Fire is the, yeah. And then the more fires you had, like if it was Twitter or a fucking emoji. Text message, the more fires, the hotter it is. All right.
And then there's tight somewhere lingering below.
Nah, tight is going out. It's kind of going out of style. I've never heard anybody go tight. People like, yo, that's tight.
What happens, am I correct about this in this assessment? White people pick it up, they start using it, and black people say, we're all set now.
Oh, yeah, because when you start using it, it's not like younger white people using it. It's like fucking Martha Stewart.
Ooh, right.
You know what I mean?
Who's collaborating with Snoop, might I add.
Yeah, that nigga old too.
Yeah. Oh. He's out. He's not even dope.
Let's edit out that N-word. We don't use that kind of language around here.
Well, he could use it.
But no.
Let's clip that and then use it later as a drop in other podcasts.
All right.
The N-word. But with your voice. All right, sorry. I just derailed the whole anal. Yeah. All right. So Snoop Dogg is not tight.
No, I love Snoop Dogg, but it's just like he's like almost 50. He's 50, right?
Yeah, he's up there. He was Snoop Lion for a hot minute.
Yeah. He's entertaining. I like him. But it's like, yeah, I ain't.
It's the capital S. Oh yes, so fresh.
Yeah.
N-double-O-P. The D-O-double-G, you see.
Mm-hmm. Correctamundo.
Yeah. That was kind of tight.
But you're saying that like Sherlock Holmes or some shit.
Elementary, my dear list.
C-O-M-P-T-O-N.
I mean, there's some white slang that I'm trying to bring back. Like the 50s or like 30s slang is good. You know?
50s were a good time for the whites.
What's white slang?
You know, like that's the cat's pajamas and shit like that.
No, I'm pretty sure that started with a black guy. Black people started slang.
Oh, you think
slang.
So?
Yes, white people didn't start nothing.
What about
we got a few.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Yes, white people started jazz.
yeah, rock and roll, hip hop. No, that's one thing Whitey. I feel like Whitey took and ran with. Like, white people invented sports. Sorry, we invented basketball.
No, Native Americans.
All right. Well, we invented basketball.
White people.
White people.
Y'all invented how to make sports better by slavery, by taking
right.
bigger breed athletes.
We prefer to call it capitalism.
Uh-huh. Right. And but then I feel like black people invented rock and roll, mm-hmm. and Whitey ran with that pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Cool. So.
But I did nothing. I did none of the good. I did none of the bad. I'm just here yapping.
Yeah, that's why white guilt is very interesting. What an interesting phenomenon, because you're saying, hey, I feel guilty about these things other white people did. Well, then you're like, well, shouldn't other groups feel bad about things their ancestors did?
Mm.
You know?
Oh, boy.
I'm just asking.
No. I'm thinking about it, but like, I just feel like...
Like if the Egyptians...
White, do you feel guilty when you feel like you added to something or you're not doing something? White guilt comes from... I think white guilt comes from you know something's happening and you see an injustice and you still say nothing. And you don't use your privilege to make the situation better.
Uh-huh.
And that's where guilt comes from. It's not that your parents were racist or anything like that. It's you feel like you can do something, but you refuse not to. And that's white guilt.
That's white guilt. That's it's white not slavery.
It's not slavery.
Okay.
It's what you see going on. You know, you got friends that are treated unfairly. And then in and out of the business. And sometimes we all decide to go, it's not my business.
Right.
And that happens on a way bigger scale.
Yes.
So if you feel guilty, do something. Fucking, you know, buy a black kid an ice cream cone or some shit.
Mmm.
That's not bad.
That seems pedophilia-like.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be accepting. What would you do when you were a kid if I walked up to you looking exactly like this, ugly and all, and said, I'd like to buy you a ice cream cone, you young whippersnapper?
You got to think, though. I grew up where nothing but white guys. I was surrounded by nothing but like white guys that look like you. So they bought me an ice cream cone. It came from the government.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Government ice cream.
So you must have some gratitude towards white people. They were helping you out back then.
I have gratitude towards everybody. I had a mixture. I never had a white foster parent. Mostly single black middle-aged women. The staff members were always a mixture. It was mainly a couple of white guys, but more of black men, black women, white women, and like Indian women.
Indian. Let me ask you, you ever had a little bit of a flirty thing going on with some of these whores?
Nah, I was too young.
You know, teen years start rolling in. You got a few pubes downtown.
As soon as I hit my teens, I went to foster care, so I got to go to regular school.
Right.
Right.
I always think that I was watching the show Big Little Lies on HBO.
Never watched it, but I hear good things.
It's
never
okay. It. It's all right. TV drama is always a little silly, but there's a guy, you know, Adam, what the hell's the guy's name? He's in the show and another thing. He's like a comic kind of guy, I guess.
Adam Scott?
Adam Scott. Hey. You did Conan with him.
That's right.
Yes. He,
he's
like a good-looking guy. What was he famous for? He did a thing.
He was in, he's in a ton of stuff. John with Sandra Bullock.
Which one?
What was it called?
Step Brothers.
He was also on Party Down.
Oh, Adam Scott. Who am I thinking of?
Parks and Rec. Yeah, I knew he was in like a big thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's in there, and then he's married to Reese Witherspoon, and then she has a daughter from a previous marriage, and the daughter's like 17 and sexy-ish. And I was like, that would be weird if you married a girl who had a 14-year-old daughter, 15-year-old daughter, and she's hot, and she's all like, hey, what's up, dad?
Right.
And then a few years later, all of a sudden, she's 19 and 20.
Right.
It would have to be later
Woody
than
Allen,
that.
Woody Allen, Morgan Freeman. I mean, there's people who've done it.
Well,
yeah.
Woody's true. A little different because they start off as like a 3-year-old or something. If you're like, and even 15, if you've raised them a little bit.
Right.
But if they have like if you're in your 40s, they have a 19-year-old daughter, you're thinking, geez, there's no blood relation here.
Yeah, and we've all seen Soon Yi, and she's no prize.
Well, what's fucked up about Soon Yi is, like, I think she was a baby when Woody was, like, he was her fucking guardian. And she was a child.
That, I think, is hot.
So he raised her and then started fucking her, which is a little off.
Maybe he raised her the way he likes
her. I mean, you raise your animals, and your farmers raise their vegetables and your cattle.
And you fuck your cattle.
Yeah.
I don't fuck any
you
cattle.
You gotta tenderize it.
Moo.
A little shaking, a little tenderizing, down he goes.
Yeah, I'll milk that udder.
Now, let me ask you this, because you're a big, imposing guy. You grew up in North Philly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You must be able to throw him a little bit. You ever get into a couple scraps?
Yeah. I've gotten to plenty of fights, but an adult...
We're talking men.
As an adult, no.
But you're a sweet guy and you're a thoughtful guy, so I can tell.
And the glasses make you non-threatening.
Oh,
I'm threatened. Come on.
You better be. No, fuck with you. No, I made a conscious decision. I realized my stature and the presence I give off. And I'm like, even when I'm around fights and the cops or anybody involved, people always come towards me. Like a cop will grab you. If they see me close, they'll grab you just on the third. So I'm like, if I fight somebody, it's got to be worth it. So I ain't going to fight nobody because they shit-talking. If my life not in danger and nobody I love life is in danger, then I can always walk away.
Of course, yes.
Because I'm definitely going to get arrested. I am definitely going to get arrested. I get into a little scuffle or whatever, I'm going to jail.
For sure.
And they're applying more pressure because they're like, well, he was moving and shit like that. So I'm like, it got to be... Whatever you're doing, got to be worth all that.
So you're saying that black people tend to get a bad shake from the police?
Well, I didn't say that, but that's the effect.
especially the larger, afro.
I'm a big fucking dude. I see, like, if I walk, I do certain things. Like, if I'm talking to somebody shorter than me, I don't stand too close to them because I know they feel intimidated, so I take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
I usually take a step back that way they're not breaking their neck to look up. We can look eye to eye.
Right.
Very considerate.
Yeah.
You're a good man. Now tell us about some of these teen years, though, because there must have been some situations. I want to hear a story. There's no way you didn't beat the shit out of somebody in your youthful years.
Yeah, but not in high school. I got into one fight, and it ended up turning into some sort of like riot. But kids, black kids, we just want to riot anyway. It was during the fucking it
Baltimore, was during the, CBS?
No.
Oh.
It was Philadelphia. I went to Martin Luther King High School. It was an assembly.
I have a dream.
Somebody kept kicking my seat.
Oh boy.
Turned around. I'm like, yo, cut it the fuck out. And they like kept doing it. So I turned around, swung on him, hit him. He swung back. My friend jumped up, hit his friend. And then everybody on the top part of the balcony fell. Some teacher got pushed.
Oh, my God.
Some teacher got pushed, but she almost got, like, I think she almost went over and, like, somebody grabbed her and, like, put her back.
Jeez.
And then, like, grabbed me and then, like, pushed me out. And then I had, like, a little keychain pocket knife on my keychain.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
They found that. And then there was like they expelled me from school and sent me to a behavioral school.
Oh,
damn! Boone. I had to go to court, but I had a foster mom whose husband was he was like highly decorated cop who died in service, and she picked me up for police station, and she was like, "Erase his fucking fingerprints from the system. Y'all not gonna fuck up his record for a stupid ass school fight."
Oh,
so all that shit got thrown out.
Good for her.
Yeah,
that's what you need, a good woman to get in there and just kick some
women
skulls.
Women are the shit, man.
Yeah,
yeah, love
women
a lady.
Women are the fucking best.
You need a real Aaron Brockovich in your life.
Yeah,
you know?
You do.
Wow, what'd you have the knife for?
I just had it because I like keeping dumb, goofy weapons of some sort on my keychain. And it's not even to use it. It was just I had it.
Yeah.
And they seen that shit, and it was like, oh, he was obviously going to use it. It was in my coat. My coat. I took my coat off.
They give you a bad rap.
Now, I fought with, like I've been in group homes where, like, I wasn't always tall for a long portion of my life. I was, like, on medicine and very, like, short and skinny. So the bigger kids would, like, try to fuck with you, but I always had, like, this ball of energy, and I would, like, use anything to fight. Like, I remember one time I got in the fight, and I, like, put, like, a fucking lock around my knuckle.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I held it, and it started fucking punching this dude in the head.
Holy shit.
I didn't want to.
What did he do to you?
I think it was just the whole bullying shit. You know what I mean?
You were a bully.
Yeah. I had to bully somebody.
Damn. Did you fuck him up?
Yeah.
Blood and guts?
No guts. I never got guts. You get blood. I feel like at least every fight I've seen and been a part of as a kid, blood was involved.
Yeah, you got to have blood.
Somebody's nose got broken or busted. The lip got busted. They hit their head on the ground.
Right.
I had I got knocked out once in a fight, and I had I went to a public school. I had an eggy wop.
With the on
my
you got a
fucking eye, like this big. It was coming out. It was like
egg
a big.
You got a knot. You got a knot.
A big old knot. Like I couldn't even open the eye. My whole skin was all fucked up, and
Jesus
I was all puffy.
Christ, what you do?
Yeah. Oh, I got. sorry. I thought you said that's what you do. Yeah. I was in a fight at Mardi Gras, and I was handling my own. And then my girlfriend was like watching me fight, and she goes, "Watch out!" And I looked to the right, and a guy got a running start and just clocked me in the temple. I saw white. I passed out. He knocked me out, and I'd woken up and I'd pissed myself. Brutal. Because
she fucked it up. If she would have said "Watch out," he'd have probably punched you in the back of the head, hurt his hand.
Yeah, that'd have been great.
You'd have still been fucked up though.
Sure. But
I've got my nose busted. I've never been knocked out. I've seen people get knocked out. Never been knocked out. Got my nose busted.
That hurts.
Yeah, when nose busted.
Yeah.
But my nose would bleed for everything. If you like, my sister fucking accidentally. I busted my nose, but she can fight. Like my sister.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Biological sister?
Biological sister. Yeah, I never had any. I had like one foster sister, but I didn't keep in touch with anybody. Mm-hmm. Still very close with my two sisters, but both of my sisters can throw down. They can fucking
scary.
And I remember my first apartment in Philadelphia. I had my sister over, and we was like arguing or something. And I like flicked her, and she came back with a fucking jab. Straight on. Like, I seen it coming, but it was like at that point where you're just like, all right, I just got to take this one. And she punched me right in the fucking face.
Jesus.
Nose was bleeding.
Oof.
Yeah.
Did you hit her back?
Nah.
That'd be so hard for me not to be like, you fucking blah, blah, blah.
Well, you want to fucking, but you know.
Yeah, then
I get it. I deserve that. I fucking was. I was an asshole.
It feels like those days of getting punched and being like, "I deserve that." It feels like those are over now. I feel like
no one feels like they deserve.
Yes,
true.
Man. It's so divisive now. People just beat the shit out of each other. Like in the old days, it felt like two gentlemen would be like, "We got to square off and settle this."
Yeah.
And then one guy's like, "You're beat," and he's like, "You're the better man," and they move on. Now it feels like they'll sue you and kill you and jump behind a car and stab you and rape your asshole.
Right.
In y'all that order, a lot. Y'all rape like four times already.
That's a good go-to.
We run through the rapes.
I've been watching all these
rape.
I'll send
you the theme song.
I'll send them to you. But there's all these NHL mic'd up things.
I love it's NHL so great. Fights.
It's so great because they're so matter of fact. But one of my favorite. I mean, we've heard so much basketball trash talk, and it's great. All those stuff. But the NHL is hilarious because they're like Canadian. They have silly accents.
Yeah.
But one of the guys, it was so funny. He goes, "Coach, know you're playing today? Go over there and ask coach if you're supposed to be out here. I don't think you're supposed to be out here." It was fucking hilarious. And then they're yelling from the two benches, and the guy goes, "Who the fuck are you? I don't know your fucking name, bro. This is fantasy camp. Enjoy your five games and go back to the minors, you fucking faggot." It's hilarious.
Really? Wow.
Like, these guys are hilarious.
Yeah. I've never been to a hockey game. I used to play Wayne Gretzky's Joan on Nintendo and turn the fight all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
And just skate around punching people.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun game. There's less fighting now, but the trash talk is great. Because they'll just be like, "You want to fight?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, let's go." And it's very gentlemanly.
I like that.
There's one great clip. They're at the face-off, and this guy over here goes, "You want to fight?" And he's like, no, I'm fighting him. You're too big."
Wow.
That's great. He's just like, really? He's like, no, I'm not going to fight you. Are you crazy?
And they just square off and just punch, face, until someone gives up.
And then they come over and they go, "Hey, good fight, man." I mean, sometimes they fucking hate each other and they're like, "Fuck you, I'll get you again," or whatever. Yeah. But a lot of times it's just out of respect. They're like, "Good fight."
Yeah, and they shake or they hug or something.
You got to check them out. NHL mic'd up. I'll send them to you.
Send them to me. I've seen some where they fucking bap, and then they hug after.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Awesome. But I feel like nowadays there is no like, "All right, I got you, man. You lost." I feel like as you're leaving, the guy comes up and bottles you, and his wife sticks a shoe in your ass.
Because it doesn't go away now. You got your ass whooped as a kid. Only people that seen it were the people who were there.
That's a good point.
Talk about it, and it gets blown out of proportion, and it becomes unbelievable. Now, you got cell phones and all these other devices to record. Right. You get your ass beat. That shit is forever. Your kids know.
Yep.
You make it on Ridiculousness or some
World
other...
Star.
Fucking web-based show, you make it on some white guy news channel where they're going, "This is fire."
Right. It's fire. The little fire emoji.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of World Star, have we watched, I think we talked about it maybe the other day, you and I, we talked about the Dave Chappelle, Kevin Brennan Star Search is up there.
Unbelievable.
No,
you gotta watch it.
Oh, you gotta watch it. It's great.
Okay.
It's 19-year-old Chappelle, and he fucking murders, and then it's Kevin Brennan just looking all bummed out, which was fun, because the other night, Kevin Brennan had to follow Chappelle at the underground.
Did you bring it up?
No, I'd never bring it up. I'm terrified of that guy. He's a Philly
Who's
guy.
Who's Chappelle?
No, Kevin Brennan.
Oh,
that means
he can fight then. He can probably throw
down. Can. He's from an eight-person Irish family who is poor.
Where? Philly.
Yeah.
Where at in Philly?
I don't know.
Whatever Irish neighborhood.
They got a lot of them.
That's true.
He's probably poor shit.
I don't know where he's from. But you got to see that video. It's great. And then,
why is it up there? Who posted it up there?
I have no idea. Someone sent it to me, but Chappelle's 19 and murdering, and then Kevin's brother would go on to collaborate with Chappelle. It's a very intertwined, incestual
fucking
business.
Beauty. Did they even know that they would be friends? Were they friends when that was going on?
No, I don't think so. I think Dave's was 19. Brennan was probably 48, 25 years into comedy.
Yeah, but he looked great. He had a full head of hair, piercing blue eyes.
He's a great comic.
He was the guy in New York back in the day.
Yeah. Really?
Kevin Brennan. Mm. Fuck Sarah Silverman.
Really?
Took her virginity.
What?
Yeah, he was the guy.
No, we should be saying that.
Oh, it's out. It's
really?
Out
there, book somewhere.
Yeah. He still has her hymen.
Hyman?
He still has it.
Hyman Roth?
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy.
Was he having like laid out and fucking putting that butterfly paper?
Exactly.
To preserve butterflies?
Framed up. He's got all his hymens up there.
What is the hymen exactly? It's a little nodule in
it's
there?
It's a skin wall. Very thin, like what the football players run through to start a game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Did I ever tell you about the time this high school, Oliver Ames was the name of the high school, and I thought it was a guy, because it would go, "Oliver Ames with a touchdown. Oliver Ames, first down." I was like, this guy's a fucking monster. But anyways, I might have told this story in the podcast before, but they were taking the field, and there was like all these yellow ropes separating the field from the fans, and they didn't know it was there. So they were like, we're going to go get him. Ah! And they charged, and they all just toppled over the thing, and there was like a pileup.
Oh,
it's like you're saying, if we had the video now, it'd be like this huge viral.
It'll be on fucking America's Funniest Video. That's all you had back
That's
then.
What it was.
It was America's Funniest Video, so none of your fights went on there.
Right, you were like, thank God that white trash family had a VCR camera on his shoulder.
And they can fucking film that,
You know, like he got a Shetland pony kicking you in the balls. We got it.
We good.
We might win 10 grand with Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Stress Factory. They play those videos before the show, and it's killing.
Killing.
I can't follow it.
That's, you know.
That annoys me, but I appreciate it because I guess it gets them in the mood to laugh.
Yeah, in a way. Well, but I'd rather show clips of comics because they're at least laughing at jokes. This is like... There's lowest a baby throwing up on his mother's tits, and they're like, hilarious. And I'm like, you guys go to college?
Some shit that is so outdated. It's not even updated. I know. It's like
still
10
works.
Years old. Yeah.
Holds up.
And you know those people that are repeat customers.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
laugh at the same fucking video.
That's so true.
It also dumbs them down. It's like a wiffle ball to the dick. They're like, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my wiffle ball to the dick moan.
It sounded horsey.
I thought that was the pony.
Damn it.
I want a pony.
I'm no Jay Farrell.
No, you're not.
You're a lot better than him. Anyways.
I like him. God. I love him. He's
I'm
a great
joking.
Guy.
I'm joking. I'm kidding. I like
goes,
him, too.
Folks.
I was trying to be funny. Oh,
woo,
Jesus.
Boy.
I feel terrible. We'll edit that out.
Where's he from?
One of the Carolinas.
In my mind, I'm
going he's a Southern dude. Yeah.
He sent a tape in SNL, and they hired him.
He's dude, this shit is on point.
SNL's
a nice-ass dude.
Great
SNL's
guy.
Great. Oh, good guy.
Sweet guy.
Yeah. SNL's doing well these days.
Yeah, I mean, Trump is, and
I mean,
Colbert.
Haven't they been doing well for a long
time? No, they were struggling.
Really?
They were really struggling, like 2 years ago, a year ago. Woo! It was ugly, but Colbert is through the roof now because of Trump.
Well, because they hate Jimmy.
All they do is just make fun of him, right?
I guess.
Yeah, it's all political.
I don't watch any of them, but Jimmy's getting the backlash because he had Trump on and he ran his fingers through his hair. We talk about internet and viral. You can't take that off.
Yeah.
And Trump keeps doing this crazy shit. Well, I don't want to talk about politics. I get a lot of shit when we start talking about politics. But you think the race stuff is bad. You should hear from these Trump people.
Right.
But that's like that image of Jimmy with his hands running through fucking Trump's hair, and now he's banning fucking Muslims and shit. You can't get that off.
Yeah.
That's but so silly.
But Jimmy's never been that, I'm going to take a stance, political host guy. He's like, he treated the Trump interview the same way he would treat some dude who came in with crocodiles and other weird exotic reptiles. He's like, oh, can we touch it?
That's right. Yeah, I don't begrudge him. I'm just saying that's what's happening because people are like, hey, it's like I said, it's so divisive.
Yeah.
If you even said, oh, here's a picture of me with Donald Trump, they're like, you piece of shit, Nazi, I hope you die.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know because somebody had a good theory about SNL is going so hard now. They're so just shitting on Trump. Because they had him on, so they feel bad.
Oh, yeah, they helped his campaign.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they helped his campaign, and then they apologized with that stupid video.
Right.
Not just video, but that opening.
Yeah.
Yes. We talked about it before on the show. It's a little, and we have a lot of friends on SNL, and Jay, and Che, and
Pete.
But that ain't their fault.
But a lot of the SNL is bothering me because it's supposed to be a fucking comedy show, and they go on there, and Kate McKinnon sings a sad song and goes, I'm sad about Hillary. You're like, where's the joke?
Yeah, get out of here with that.
And they do like a tribute to Obama, and you're like, I love Obama as much as the next guy, but this is
it
a comedy show.
Right. It all changed when that show would help politicians win.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It worked. If you went on there and you killed, you were going to be in office. You're going to win in whatever.
Well, Bernie killed, but it didn't work out for him.
Wow, Larry David.
Larry and Bernie, that was like the greatest moment of my life.
That was true.
Yeah.
I'm still a Bernie bro. I love the guy.
So
don't tweet me.
We got you on here, man.
Yeah, let's talk, man. Talk to me about life.
What
you were asking me about...
Oh, what about some fucking stories, huh? You ever really rail a lady, give a woman an orgasm? You ever done that?
I'm pretty good at fucking them, so I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I heard you got a real piece on you.
Who you hit up from?
Oh, the foster home.
The blogs.
They're talking.
The foster blogs.
Hey, man.
Foster of the
people. I've had some fun. I've had some weird experiences and shit like that.
Anything you want to divulge?
Because I got a lady now, so I know she's going to listen to this.
Divulge.
She won't listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's an old story, this is why it's good to get all those stories out there. That way, if she hears it, she goes, hey, that was years ago.
Yeah.
You can't judge.
Yeah,
Right.
No, I've talked to her about this and shit like that, because she will ask me, she'd be like, what would you do if you ever encountered a woman with like a stinky pussy or something like that? Because to women, that's like, oh, they don't think dudes do that. Like, we fucking do that shit.
Wait. Oh, like we still fuck.
Like,
her.
We still, like I told her I had like one moment.
Yeah.
I had one moment where it was like, this was like the first piece of ass that I got off of comedy.
Oh,
so,
nice.
That's,
boy.
That's a special thing.
Of course.
It's like your first check.
Yeah, that's just as up there as your first paid spot or first check or whatever. And I did a show in Philly at Helium. It was one of the urban nights that they do there. And afterwards, a young lady, she was like, hey, I think you're funny, blah, blah, blah. You exchange numbers, and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm going to go for it. And I texted her, like, hey, we should hang out, this, that, and the third. You should come over. And she was like, all right. Came over, full of makeup, full of clothes. She had the little fucking, what's that shit?
Wheelchair? No.
I had to wheel her up the steps and shit.
What were you thinking?
The fucking corset. She did that shit.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
She looked good. And the moment, like, I wanted to, like, to take down her pants, is like, you can just start smelling it. And
it got worse and worse. Yeah, yeah.
I went in the bathroom and I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, you fucking better than this. This is your last time. I said that to myself. I said that shit to myself. I looked right in the mirror like, this your last fucking time.
You're like Travolta in Pulp Fiction. You go out there, you finish your coffee, and you eat that pussy.
And you do it.
Did you eat her out?
No.
I had a stinkeroo once. Because the stinky pussy is the small dick for women.
Well,
you know? And we all talk about it. Yeah. It's like scarred you for life.
No. I don't know. Because the stinky balls, too.
Yeah, but that's different, I think.
My balls can get pretty wild.
Oh, dude, I'm with you.
He's saying that it's equal, like, because you can't make fun of a woman's coochie size.
Right.
You can't be like, pussy was little, because that doesn't really...
But it can be big. It can be a big pussy.
Even if it was big, you figure it out. You're like, I'm going to just go to this side.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You do some jump ropes in there.
Yeah.
Or you put a fist in there.
But the stinkiness is like when a woman goes, oh, his dick was too small, I can't fuck with him no more.
That's a good point.
I made a joke about it. It said she had a pussy that smelled like the bottom of a slave ship. But it was like bad.
Woo-wee. I'm a stud puss.
So tell me about that sticky roux.
So a couple years ago, I banged a gal, actually in Philly, years ago, and she was smoking hot, like sexy kind of chick. She had the side of her head shaved kind of hot, like tattoos everywhere. Like, what do you call that? I don't know what the, like,
punky,
hottie, skanky thing. And she had this crazy outfit on, and I took her back to the hotel. And right when I got the dress off, it was just like, God damn. And the thing, there's a couple things that run through your mind is, how does she not know?
Yeah. Oh, they know.
I don't know.
They know. Trust me. My girl's an ultrasound technician, and she got to do the fucking vaginal shit sometimes.
Fun.
And she but, oh, women know.
Oh,
a woman knows when a coochie stink.
You should shadow her one day.
She just decides. Oh, shit. That was funny. They just decide to ignore it. Like, we know what our dicks think. We know.
I know. I feel bad about it. If I'm getting blown, I'm like, sorry, I ran today. I did some jogging. I say something.
You go and you sponge your nuts. You go
wash
your dick off.
A lot of girls will do that, too. They're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
She could respect you enough to fucking...
I know, but here's the thing.
Sponge her clit.
So the thing about a sticky vag is it's like, it's up in there. It feels like something died in there.
That's why. It's very moist.
It's like the deeper you go, the more you pull out. It's like you're cleaning out the gutters.
Ooh, right. It's like you open up a coffin. You know, and so it just stunk so bad, but I still fucked her and I still ate her out because I hate myself.
Eat her out?
I got problems,
dude.
And I wanted to see if I could take it. It was like, let's see how long I can be maced, you know. And I was just like eating her out, like, it was so hard. And you know, it's kind of like when you drink rotten milk, you're like, fuck it, just get it down.
I never drink rotten milk.
Well, I haven't either, but it's like when you take a shot, it's like, fuck it, get it down.
But also, once you're down there, you can't go, I changed my mind. You got to go through with it.
Right, well,
no, you can change your mind.
Yeah, I did like 4 minutes. I usually go 20, 25.
Yeah, women can do that. Women just, they can lick it and just go, didn't you just want to have sex?
Exactly.
So you can just go down there and just be like, just slide up in there.
Right.
Yeah.
But, see, my balls can stink, but it takes a lot more. The women, I feel bad for them because it's chemical. It's like there's a lot, it's self-cleaning.
It's BV.
It's wet.
Right.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff happening in there.
Yeah, it's like an old fridge. You know, when you open it, you're like, oh, come on. Like a fridge is not plugged in.
Yes.
So
I gotta plug in
like
the
you
fridges.
Need baking soda because even when you clean it out, you still have to smell. You need baking soda and shit.
My theory is they're used to it. Like you know when you meet that stinky guy with BO, you're like, oh, he just doesn't know he has BO anymore. But so I fucked her and she left and I had her stench on me and it fucked me up. I was like a guy who got hit with a skunk. I was in the bathroom, like shower, just like rubbing soap on, burning my skin.
Oh, it didn't go away.
You need tomato sauce.
Under my fingernails and shit, I was like, I hate this girl.
Did it smell like ass or did it just smell chemical
just funk.
Bag?
Just like just that funk? Sour, funky, ooh. Wet veg.
Oh, you know housekeeping fucking was talking shit about
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, no
doubt
about it.
They
gotta
change some sheets and smell that stench and shit.
Yeah, but they have this scientists say that like when you have a certain smell with a person, you get like a connection, like it's subconscious. You never know.
Yeah.
Pheromones.
If you're not attracted to that person's smell, you ain't gonna like them.
Yeah.
So there's some dudes out there who love stinkiness.
I think so.
They like that cheesy smell.
Girls too. Girls like a musk.
There's a girl I've met plenty of women. I know I've met plenty of women who just smell gamey. They smell like they've been running ball.
Yeah,
they like just been doing full court and shit.
Right.
And they got boyfriends and their boyfriends smell just like them.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's the smell of happiness, smell of puss. Yeah.
It's all compatibility.
Yeah. I sprayed I think I told this story before. I sprayed Axe body spray on a woman's ass before because I was making love to her from behind and it stunk. And I reached up onto my bureau. This is when I was living in Everett. And just sprayed the axe, and it trickled down. She was like, "What's that smell?" And I was like, "That's love, baby."
Oh my God, that's probably how you got herpes.
But no, this is pre-herpes. I really went bananas out there. I just
fucking axe is terrible.
Axe in the asshole, that's got to tingle.
Oh my God.
Oh, it tingled, baby.
Yeah.
But then I, you know.
That's the saddest hot tub ever. You know, it just collects in that hole.
Yeah.
Axe is weird. Axe came out and then quickly became associated with, like, douchebags.
Yes.
It became, like, a douche
thing. It was the oh, man.
The frat
body
boy.
Spray. Remember the Bot Man body spray?
Yeah.
Where that was hot for a while. And then we had Bot Man body spray. And then?
Then women would chase him down the street in the commercial.
It
was marketed towards, hey, if you want to party all night and don't want to smell like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very bro-y. Luke, are you an Axe guy?
Were you? Everybody was an Axe guy. I had Axe deodorant.
Middle school dance.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Smelled sharp. That's what it smelled like. It smelled bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It smelled like very fucking, you knew it was Axe.
Yes. It was just like little boy cologne.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was.
When I was a kid, Dracar Noir was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was like the
cool water.
Sexy thing.
I had cool water, Issey Miyake. Anybody y'all ever did that?
Issey Miyake. Didn't he win the eating contest?
No, I think he trained the Karate Kid.
Uh-huh.
He caught flies and sticks.
Axe on, axe off. Yes.
What was I going to say? It was something.
Cologne, axe,
oh, I've
butthole.
Had the same bottle of cologne since 2009.
Wow, pre 9/11.
I use
No, sorry.
No, 8 years post.
Maybe it's called pre 9/11.
Oh, now that's a cologne.
Yeah.
Pre 9/11. By S.A. Lauder.
That's an interesting smell.
It smells like freedom.
It smells like Clinton. It smells like cigars with pussy.
They used to give it in some of my group homes. They would give us fucking Speed Stick, AIM toothpaste, and Brute cologne.
Damn,
Brute
the worst.
Cologne smells like fucking cheap champagne.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I grew up with AIM toothpaste. My parents still use it. And it's not very good, but it was like the cheap stuff. So that's what we always had.
Yeah.
They still use
fucking
it.
Terrible.
My parents use AIM and they dip their, they do soda, what do you call it? Baking soda and water.
Yeah.
And then they do that first and then they just brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
You ever seen that?
I've seen that. I had to do that before.
Yeah.
That was when my dad used to do that. He was in prison for a little bit and then he would like come over my grandmother's house when I lived in Maryland with her, and when he would stay there, he would do that. He would brush his teeth with baking soda.
It's old school.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Breath would be kicking.
Yeah,
Don't smell like shit. It's just like plain and hot.
What got your dad in the clink?
My dad sold drugs. He robbed banks. He was a very violent dude.
Oh wow,
sweetheart now.
Oh, you know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We rekindled. We restarted our relationship.
Oh, good for you.
28, so it was 2 years ago.
Is he out or is he in?
He's out. He lives in D.C.
He's
actually came. Yeah, no, he's not.
No, don't hurt me, Mr. Martin.
He came. We went to go watch Jermaine film his special.
And he went right back to prison.
He did. No, I used to have that. What is it called? Furloughs? When I lived in Maryland, my dad did a couple furloughs for Christmas.
I think it's pronounced FUBU. What's furloughs? I don't know what
furloughs
that is.
Furloughs where you get a weekend out or two, or maybe the day out of prison for good behavior, either attend a funeral or maybe, like, this was the first time his kids were coming to Maryland. So he was locked up in somewhere in, like, D.C. or whatever. So
right.
He came out for Christmas, and we all went Christmas shopping, and I think he stole all our gifts because he had no fucking money. No, he stole our money, all the gifts from Walmart because he didn't have no money.
Maybe he had cigarettes.
And he came out, and he paid. He was just like, how much can I get for these Newports? And he came out with a shopping cart full of shit. No bags.
Whoa.
Wow. Interesting. Well, whatever.
Great Christmas, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so you see him now? You talk to him? He's doing well?
I haven't seen him in a long time. I haven't seen him in 2 years. Like, I went, and he's supposed to be coming to New York, but he never did. Or when I think he did it, and I couldn't meet up with him. But I haven't seen him since then. We talk, like, maybe, like, once every 2 months. And just like a, hey, what's up? I think he's still trying to fuck with mom because he asked about her a lot.
Oh, right. Look at that.
He does, how's your mom doing? I'm like, she good? Like, I feel like... Like a kid who's trying to prevent stepdad from happening. But I'm like, this is my real fucking
right,
dad.
Right, right.
How's everything with her? How's she doing? I got to come up and see her. And I'm like, no, she good. Leave her alone.
That's kind of sweet that he's still got a thing for mom.
Yeah.
But the guy's got to get on. There's a lot of women who like convicts.
He got to get on Tinder.
Yes.
They probably got a convict Tinder.
They might.
Mm-hmm. I bet they have something. Yeah. Definitely. There's a herpes site, so it's got to be a prison.
Is there really?
Is there really?
Oh, there's a bunch of, I don't know if it's an app, but there's like a bunch of herpes blogs and things and stuff. Dating sites.
You can't double up on the herp.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't get extra herpy.
No.
All right.
But you can get, like, evolved herpy.
Oh.
I mean, it might fucking spawn or something.
You can have a super outbreak.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. Maybe. I haven't had one yet.
You'd be patient zero.
It's been a while. But, yeah, it could mutate, I guess, and jump into your asshole or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. I don't want that butt herp.
Yeah.
You're wiping your ass.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I never had it on the tip of my dick or my asshole. But people get them there.
So what do you have?
It's on, like, the shaft when I have it. I mean, I haven't had an outbreak in quite a while. But and now it's like a small little speckle. It's like, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was,
what do
like,
you mean?
Wild.
It's like you can see it? You know exactly?
Oh, yeah. It's like a little red mark. It looks like chicken pox almost.
Right.
Ah.
And it hurts, I assume.
It hurts. It's a bummer. But like I said, the more time that's passed, the less harsh it is. Like,
so
the first one,
it
looked
now?
Like a bunch of... No. I mean, well, most of the time, I just don't have anything. I just have a regular old dick.
Regular old dick.
It hurts when I beat it, you know. But,
beat it up.
But the first one looked like it felt like people put cigarettes out of my cut. It was crazy. It was oozing and it was horrible.
You take medicine, right?
I don't, but people do. I take a vitamin C. Folic acid is good for it. So you can get a vitamin like a that has folic acid and vitamin C and B and shit in it, and it helps suppress it.
Do you mind me asking?
No.
How's your lady deal with it?
She doesn't have it. Well, here's the thing. When you have herpes, there's 8 days a year that it sheds without symptoms. If I have a fucking outbreak, we don't fuck.
Yeah.
So there's 8 days a year out of 365, which I don't know what the percentage is on that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm gone half the time anyway, so it's a small percentage. And I think it actually goes down the more time goes by.
So you don't even know when it's... When you're spreading it?
Nope. you know, we're getting married and she's sweet and thoughtful and nice. And
that's great.
But she has not contracted as far as I know.
It sounds like you got a pretty good shake because if you Google that shit and go to the images, there are some cases out there that are cuckoo bananas.
Well, the problem with Google images
is
it always shows.
I've never heard cuckoo bananas.
There you go.
There
that'll catch on.
Yeah. But the problem with Google images, anything you Google image, they show you the absolute worst. So if you
show you the worst and they show you shit that's not even related to it. Like you Google herpes, they're showing you gunshot wounds and shit.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Oh, it can get bad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not so bad, everybody. I had a guy email me recently. I like to help out and tell people what's what. And
he asked you?
Yeah, well, he has a quote unquote friend that has it. And so you got to answer for the friend. But
so do I.
People, you know, people feel shame, but it's a thing. And I think 20% of people have it. And there's five of us, so one of us has to have. Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we're looking.
Yeah, it's fun to hang out with you because I'm like, oh, I feel better.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, whoo.
Right, my odds are down.
Uh huh.
Shelby, you loaded up with
one
herpes
more
over there or what?
In here.
Yeah, oh, God. Then he better have it.
Uh huh.
No, or herpes. She.
Yeah, a lot of the girls have it. And...
Yeah, I had sex with a girl with herp, and I wore a condom, and she told me right before, and I still did it.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Yeah. Condoms don't do nothing. You can still get it without wearing a condom. It's skin-to-skin contact.
You right? can, but it's pretty hard. I mean, it's pretty hard to get herpes. The easiest way to get herpes is fuck someone that has an outbreak. And sometimes people have an outbreak, they may not realize it.
Yeah.
But with a condom, you're most likely not going to get it. I mean, with a condom, it goes way down. The percentages
right.
are...
and she was on the medicine.
Very low. Yeah, so there's like a 4% chance.
Valtrex? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Valtrex, yeah, which is expensive.
Yeah.
I don't have insurance, and I guess I should just do it now because I have some money. But yeah, you can take Valtrex if you're starting to feel the thing. But, yeah. Yeah, there's like a condom. If there's no outbreak and you're wearing a condom, there's like a 0.05%
yes.
chance. You're fine.
All right.
And even if you do get it, it's not so bad.
Now, I'm ignorant here. Is it contracted by... juice going into your pee hole?
Pussy juice.
Or is it just a cut on a cut kind of thing?
No, I think
blood.
Well, sometimes it's shedding fucking 8 days a year. So it's shedding. So it's just like on your fucking dick, I guess. Mm. And then during the outbreak, you have that fucking moisture from the thing goes on there.
What moisture from the thing?
Like an outbreak. It's like a blister. So there's like fucking pus
ooze.
And shit. Yeah. It's pretty fucking gross.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It could be a real bummer, but. I think everyone's fine. We're all fine. Just get one girl and marry her. That's what I'm doing. Hopefully she doesn't get it. Well, we got to wrap up. What tell them where you are. Where can they find you, Monroe?
Dude, this was fun. I'm sorry that I didn't tell more stories and shit.
Well, we got too into it. We got all hyped up. Yeah.
We got some sticky puss. We got some prison. We got some fights.
Yeah.
We got in there.
Yeah, this was fun. This was good.
What do you got?
I don't start going back on the road until like April 13th. But until then, I'll be in the city. You can follow me Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's all Monroe Martin III. That's Monroe Martin III on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then my website is monroemartincomedy.com.
Nice.
And then I post where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Like when I start doing the road again and stuff, I always put that stuff up there.
Check out Monroe.
Yeah.
Great guy. Great comic. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us, buddy.
Thank you.
Or thanks for
I mean,
being
thank
here.
You
whatever.
For having me.
Yeah, great dick, yeah. Great glasses.
Thank you.
And then check out our Patreon page. I tweeted up that link, Patreon, for a bonus episode. $3 a month. We'll do check-ins and the whole shebang.
Yeah, baby.
And
we'll see you on April 4th.
April 4th at the Fat Black Pussycat.
And we'll see you on April 11th.
April 11th, Comedy for Mackenzie. Get those tickets. They're going fast for a good cause. Goes all straight to this girl who's... it's very sick and ill, and I don't know how to handle serious situations, but it's a good good thing to do, good cause. Come out to that show this weekend. I'm at the Comedy Nest in Mount Royal.
Yeah.
So come up to that. Drive up from Vermont, come from Ontario or New Brunswick, wherever the fuck. Those are long rides, but you get it.
You got it, folks. Check out Joe's website, buy his album. Check out my website, marknormancomedy.com. You can see me in Vermont, Des Moines, Omaha, Boston, Denver. Come on out to one of those, Des Moines. And, follow us on Twitter, yell at Chipotle, follow Monroe. Be nice to everybody. Kill Whitey, and we'll see you all in hell.
Yeah.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha!